Welcome to Ruben Comics Podcast. DC had a pretty bad 2023. Shazam 2 flopped. The Flash was a box office bomb. Out of the four, I thought Hubie was the best one. Sure, it had lackluster villains, but it had a good heart and some great action. With Aquaman 2, I went in with an open mind. I ended up having a fun time. It gave me Saturday morning cartoon vibes. I admit, it's not as good as the first movie. It felt like a step down, but it wasn't a bad film, just things could have been better. Starting off with the positives, I really liked Aquaman and Orm's dynamic. They were the best part of the movie. That and the action scene. Orm really surprised me. I really enjoyed the character more than I expected. In the first movie, it was easy to hate his character because he's the villain trying to destroy the surface world. And he was a bit of a jerk. Here, he's the best character in the movie. Black Manta was a menace. Cool suit. Honestly, he's like a top 5 DCU villain. But I felt like his character could have been a little bit better. There's this other villain, forgot his name, but he created the Black Trident. It was completely unnecessary in my taste. All it took was one blow from Aquaman's trident, that was it. Failed to stand on business. If I was one of the writers, I'd remove him entirely and just focus on Black Manta. He finds the Black Trident, focus on that and bring in the trench. That other villain didn't need to be there at all. I guess technically Black Manta was hypnotized, possessed? I don't know. It was just not my cup of tea. But he was a great villain, though. There were times where the comedy was hit or miss, but it wasn't too bad. At the end of the movie, Aquaman reveals Atlantis to the surface world. Orm tries a burger. Then Aquaman ends it off with, "I am Aquaman." Peace! That's how the DCU ends. They took the Iron Man speech from the end, where he says, "I am Iron Man," to end off the DCU. How the MCU started with Iron Man is how the DCU ends. That was just wild. And don't get me started on the post-credits scene. Orm is enjoying his burger, fresh off the land. Then he grabs a cockroach, puts it on the burger and eats it. Worst post-credits scene ever. Who thought this was a good idea? It only seemed like yesterday James Gunn announced a DC reboot. It was around the same time I announced my podcast to the world. At first, I was bummed out. After a while, a few bad movies, I moved on. I admit, the DCU wasn't perfect. It started off strong with Man of Steel, then after BVS kind of fell off. Some good movies, some pretty mid, but I had a good time regardless of behind the scenes drama. And there were some things I enjoyed about the Suicide Squad, but there were just some things that I felt could have been better. Now that it's over, I'm just ready for Superman and the start of the DCU. Rooting for James Gunn. Can't wait. Overall, I had a fun time with Aquaman 2. It had great action, great effects. I'm going to miss Jason Momoa's take on Aquaman. I have a big announcement. Ruben Comics Podcast is now available on my YouTube channel, Ruben Comics. Also available on YouTube Music. The truth is, I've been spending a lot of time on TikTok, talking about movie news, doing reviews for TV shows, etc. Experimenting. Going to 2024, I wanted to try something new. Something fresh. So I decide I'll be posting reviews on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. And I'll still do the podcast on top of that. I believe 2024 is going to be a great year. Thank you guys for all the support. And happy Women's History Month. This is Ruben Comics Podcast. Thank you for listening. Ruben Comics, signing off.